Can you say sausages? Sausages!
Hey y'all, my name's Joey, and this is Hindsightless, where I talk about life, roleplay games, and whatever else might be rolling around on my plate. That's right, it's sausage talk. Let's talk about sausages. Let's talk about sausages. Let's talk about the way they are so yummy. And maybe let's talk about sauce. Let's talk about gravy. Let's talk about sausage. Let's talk about sausage. Yeah!
That was awesome. First off, we heard one of the young henchlings learning to talk, saying sausages. Thank you, henchmen, for that. And Jules, thank you. Thank you for the intro and the amazing song. So yes, folks, it's another sausage episode. This one's a banger. Bangers and mash. There's some other sausages that haven't gotten represented yet. Anyway, we got a bunch of calls. We got some calls. So let's get into them because we got a bunch.
Hey, Joe, Jason here. Just listening to Schoolboys and Sausages. So for Ray Otis, my question is that hot dog with coleslaw and barbecue sauce, is that barbecue like North Carolina barbecue or Texas barbecue? Because it's a very important distinction. Now, speaking of North Carolina, they have thin red hot dogs that are bright red, kind of bright red hot dogs, even after you cook them. I wonder if that's similar to what he had over in the Nordic area. As far as what Joe said about, you know, lips and assholes, that's 100% true. In fact, I have a buddy I haven't talked to for a number of years, but when he was a kid, well, I say kid, high school, right out of high school, maybe college, he worked at a meat processing plant. And ever since that experience, and I knew it, and last time I saw him, he was 50-something, and that was probably 20 years ago, he would not eat anything but a cut of meat. He would not eat any kind of processed meat, ground meat or sausage. Anything that you couldn't tell was a cut of meat, he would not eat it after working in that factory. So that should tell you something.
That does tell me something. That's crazy, man. Though I would probably be that way too if I worked in one of those meat processing plants. And if I did, what I would do is buy myself a meat grinder and just grind my own meat, because that's the way to go, man. That's the next. I've got an ice cream maker now, right? Next thing I need is a meat grinder to start making my own sausages, grinding my own ground beef mixes for like killer burgers. But we're not talking about burgers. We're talking about sausages, man. We are talking about sausages. So yeah, Ray, what kind of barbecue sauce is it? Also, Jason, I'm glad you didn't mention white barbecue sauce because I'm not down for the white. What is that? Is that Alabama? Is it Alabama that's got the white barbecue sauce? I don't know about the white barbecue sauce. It's kind of weird, man. It's kind of weird. All right, but let's get on. I got a bunch of calls. I got some long calls, so let's get back into the calls. I don't know who's next, so who's up?
Hey, Joey. Jules from NZ here. Speaking of sausages, though, I want to talk to you about this company that we have here called Heller's. It's Heller's Sausages, like H-E-L-L-E-R-S. And they make themed sausages based on different places in the world. So they've got, like, Italian sausages, where they put Italian herbs in and that kind of stuff, right? So most of their sausages are themed around countries, apart from the one that is called London Pride. There isn't like a UK sausage, it's just London Pride. And it's just interesting. Do they think that New Zealand doesn't know what the UK is? Or do people just kind of associate London as the only place they know from the UK, and so that's why they call it London Pride? Or are they trying to link? I have no idea. These are my theories. But every time I see the London Pride sausages, because they are a favorite of mine, because they're just damn good sausages. So I guess London should be proud about them. But every time I see them, I just start singing that London Calling. Na, 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 na. song. I don't even know the words. Literally, the only words to that song I know is London Calling. And every time I see the London Pride sausages, I go towards them with my hands outstretched like baby gravy hands. And I go, London Calling. And everybody just looks at me like I'm an idiot. But I know what sausages are good. I know what's up with sausages. I also know what sausages are full of, so please don't tell me that. I don't want to know. I don't want to be reminded because I like sausages. I'm glad Sausage Talk is so popular because I'm really enjoying it, and I have enjoyed everybody else's reactions to Sausage Talk as they've become through, like, incredulous and also really wanting to play. Bye, Joey!
That's right, dude. The Clash kicks ass, man. So now, Jules, there are two things. One of two things I wish I had in my life. One is that I was either living in New Zealand at the grocery store one day just buying some stuff, and all of a sudden coming down from another aisle, I hear you singing London Calling and then making baby hands as you're grabbing a pack of sausages. I would lose my goddamn mind. And two, I wish I had London Pride sausages here so I could do the exact same goddamn thing. Man, that is kind of odd though, right? For a company that specializes in making country-themed sausages to have one just named after a city, that is kind of weird. It's like, it's sort of the reverse of over here. There are a bunch of stupid people that think Africa is a country. It's kind of like that, except not nearly as stupid. But anyway, dude, Sausage Talk has been a huge hit, man. And I love it. You've been a massive part of it. You and Jason both. Oh, and sorry about that previous call where Jason sort of talked about what goes into a sausage. Just don't think about that, right? Every single sausage you see is handcrafted by a sausage artisan with their own pristine sausage grinder, grinding their own meat. Oh, it's perfect. Don't worry about it. It's all fine, man. It is all fine. So, Jules, thank you so much for that call. That was awesome, man. You got me to play some Clash, and that's always a good time. Now let's see who's next. If I was really smart, it'd be somebody from the UK. But am I?
Well, Joe, I'm just calling in on behalf of my buddy Spencer, a.k.a. Free For All. Now, there may have been a little bit of an oversight in the sausage discussion. Now, I'm covering for him. I've got his back. If you're listening, Spencer, don't worry, mate. I've got your back. I've got it covered. Now, he's moved up to Scotland. And I don't know. Maybe he's been a little bit tired. He's got some young kids on his hands. But he's neglected to mention the square sausage of his new fellow countryman. The square sausage. It's a Scottish delicacy up that way. And, well, it takes some explaining, but it's what it's exactly what it sounds like, a square sausage. And it comes with a breakfast. It's typically quite red. No skin. And being a southerner, I don't fully understand how it's a sausage, but it is made with sausage meat. And I don't know, I feel like I've overstretched myself, but I don't want old Spencer getting chucked out. You know, he's up there, he's got his family and everything, he's got a lot at stake. And if he don't mention, well, there's no mention of a square sausage. Things could, I don't know, they could go a bit badly, or things could go south, as they say. Or maybe just Spencer will end up going south. Loving the chat, take care. Me old mate, and I'll catch you later.
I'm so good at podcasting, but not nearly as good as Spike Pit, dude. Dude, Spike Pit, you're such a good friend, man. Spence, he's got your back big time. You did neglect to mention square sausages. We also have square sausages over here. That is a thing I am familiar with. We have sausages without casing, sausage patties that are formed into a square. The fast food chain Wendy's, their breakfasts famously come with square sausages. If you order like a sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich on a roll, it's a square sausage. And I got no beef with square sausage. Also, since we did mention Scotland, we should also mention the Scottish egg, which is a hard-boiled egg that is coated in sausage meat, then rolled and breaded, and then deep-fried. No, that's the shit. I have not had one of those, but I do want one of those. I also don't know if that actually comes from Scotland. It could be one of those things that isn't from the place that it's named after, because there are a lot of those places, like the Americano, for instance. It's not from America. Anyway, we don't talk about coffee here. We talk about sausages. So, Spike Pit, thank you so much, man. Spencer, you owe Spike Pit a debt of gratitude. You know, he's helping you rep your new country, man. And it's sausage talk brings countrymen together from other countries. Brings them together, man. And that's what we're all about here. We're all like together, squished up together like a bunch of sausage meat in the casing. So let's see who's next.
Hey, Joe, I kind of owed you a talk about sausage, but I think the talk has been kind of, and I know you're going to have another episode, so I'm not going to talk about sausage per se, but I'm going to talk about something here near where I live. It's in New Braunfels. New Braunfels is a small German town, well, founded by Germans, about half an hour from San Antonio north. And every year they have something called Wurstfest. Yes, it's about wurst. It's about the sausage. And yes, it's not a Schaffenfest. It's not carnival, but they have lots of food, and you can find a snack in something called the Marktplatz. So they got things like sausage cheese balls, which I don't know what the hell those are. They got sausage on a stick. They got pork tenderloin on a stick. Corn dogs. Pork schnitzel. Of course, they have apple strudel with that, too. More sausage on a stick. Packed smoked meats. Wurst kebab. I think I might have had a wurst kebab, so it's like a big old wurst on a stick. They also have turkey legs. It is a festival, after all. You can always put that with sauerkraut, because they got plenty of that. Wurst in Taschen. Kraut in Taschen. I don't remember what those are, but let's see. They got hand-dipped corn dogs. They got, it is sausage on a stick some more. I think that's a big one. Every single booth has sausage on a stick. Pancakes with sausage. That sounds good. I really am a big fan of chicken and waffles. Pancakes with sausage. I think I had that. That was really good. And here you go, because you are in Texas. You have to blend it with some sort of Mexican Tex-Mex dish. So they got worst nachos and worst tacos, worst tamales. But they're probably the best tamales you ever had. And anyway, Wurst Fest was really fun. There's plenty of beer to be drunk as well. So I had not gone, and I was surprised. I had not gone for ever since I lived in San Antonio in South Texas, and we went this past year. And Amy and I had a really great time. And there's so much sausage. It's ridiculous. Anyway, that's my sausage post. So then I was going to add, anytime any of you or your listeners come to San Antonio, come around that September, October, early November. It runs about the second week in November. And we can go to Wurstfest.
There you go, folks. Anyone going to be in San Antone in early November, hit up Carl. Carl, I would love to go to that. I absolutely love German food. there's a little German town a couple hours outside of Seattle up in the mountains called Leavenworth. That is a German themed town, a Bavarian themed town. And they have something very similar, but I've never been to that one. The one you just described sounds amazing, man. That, yeah, if I'm ever in San Antonio in early November, you can be damned, I will hit you up. You can be damned that I'll hit you up? I don't think that's how that expression works. You can be sure I will hit you up, man, because that just sounds amazing. And, dude, nobody owes me a sausage call. These are just fun. You know, I don't want anyone to feel obligated to call in and talk about sausages, because we've been doing a lot of talk about sausages. But because we heard him at the top of the show, we heard Mr. Henchman and one of his henchlings at the top of the show kicking us off. He's back. He's got another call, but it's quiet. So you got to turn up a little bit because Anchor's doing that thing and it's a very quiet message. So turn up your volumes a little bit. And then when he's done talking, I'll give it a few seconds and then I'll come back. So turn it back down when he's done. All right. All right, let's do it. Let's do it.
Hi, Joe. Just a little voice message for you. I'll try not to bemoan how difficult it is now to leave messages. Every week I listen to your show or when they come out and I think, I'll ring in, I'll leave a message for Joe. And then by the time I figure out how to work Anchor, I forgot what I wanted to say. But all this sausage talk has got me off the sofa and actually figuring out how to leave your message again. Anyway, a couple of things you were talking about was you were talking about chewing off those crispy bits off the corn dog stick or whatever it was. It just reminded me, in the UK, you used to be able to, when I was a kid, buy something called, they were called like scraps or scrimble or something like that, scrunches, I can't remember. But you used to be able to, as a kid, you could buy all the leftover batter bits that they'd kind of accumulated in the bottom of the fish batter tray. You like, for a pound, you could buy a whole bunch of crunchy bits, just all the waste scrap batter. That sort of thing that would clog your arteries if you weren't 12 years old. And just while we're talking about slight a lot anomalies about food items, one thing that astounded me when I went to Australia is that if you ordered a meat pie, it would almost come by default with like tomato sauce in it. They get the pie, they get one of those squeezy bottles of ketchup tomato sauce, stick it in the middle and squeeze it in, and you just have this little red plume out of your pie. You know, a bit like, you know, Flash Gordon when the guy has to put his like hand in that tree stump and he gets stung. There's like kind of that, he holds his wrist up and there's that little blob of green stuff. It's a bit like that, but with ketchup. So you kind of have to, like, by default say, if you don't want it, hold the ketchup. Although I have to say, I kind of got used to it and liked it. What else? Since we're covering all, why not cover all the sausage talk or at it? I remember when my fancy lady friend, she was my fancy lady friend then at the time, she was working in Germany, and they had all sorts of interesting sausages out there. You could buy them with little metal crimps between each sausage, and you had to make sure you didn't break your teeth. But I remember her flatmate's brother came out, another Brit, and he professed, you know, we're having a barbecue cooking his sausage, and he professed he didn't like sausages, and I was like amazed. How can no one like sausages? Anyway, I did in all seriousness ask him what's the, you know, you should have a sausage. What, you know, what's the worst that could happen? I got a very blank stare. Anyway, let's not dwell on that. But there was something else, something sausage related I wanted to cover. This is why I should make notes before I leave messages, so I don't forget what I want to talk about. Yeah, well, couldn't have been that important. Have a quick think. Anyway, just the final thought on sausages. I'll hopefully at the end of this, if I can possibly wrangle the audio conniptions, is one of the henchlings, when he was learning to speak, one of the few things he would have an attempt at was the word sausages. So I'll see if I can extract the audio for that one. Okay, well, good to hear from you.
Super good to hear from you, dude. Like, seriously, man. Thank you. It's such a pain in the ass to send messages now. Anyway, enough of that. What's the worst that can happen? God damn it, man. That's That is too good. That is too goddamn good. And who doesn't like sausages? I've never met anyone who doesn't like sausages. I don't know if I could fully trust someone if they're like, nah, dude, I don't like sausages. And being able to buy all the crispy bits from the fish and chip shop is a thing I would have done and I would do right now. That sounds delicious, man. You know, working when I worked at the restaurant, the last restaurant I worked at, we had fish and chips. We had really good fish and chips there. And, you know, we'd put them in the fry basket, drop them, pull them up. And then, yeah, all the crispy bits that would still be in the fry basket, you just throw those down on the cutting board and just little snacks, or cut off a little piece before you fry it. Like, yeah, man. Anyway, fish and chips. But this is sausage talk. This is sausage talk. So let's get back to sausage talk. This time from South Korea, because again, I'm bringing nations together with sausages. That's what it's all about. Up next, we have Anthony Runeslinger calling in from South Korea to talk for a bit about some hot dogs and some other stuff. So, Anthony, dude, let's get rambling, man.
Hey, Joe. It's Anthony calling in from the road to talk about hot dogs and associated other sausage-like products or sausage-like objects. I particularly enjoyed your transition of rat to serve this purpose. That was excellent. Good job. So a little bit of background, culinary background. I love hot dogs. I mean, this has been like the staple food for me, somewhere between comfort food and essential food for as long as I can remember. You know, I don't sleep a lot, so getting up in the middle of the night and where a lot of people would have a bowl of cereal or something, I have a hot dog and that sort of stuff. So living here in Korea, that has been a challenge. And it's not until the last 2 years or so that I've been able to get what I consider to be hot dogs at all. Of course, there's the European franchise, Steph Holberg, which sells something that's like a hot dog and can do in an emergency, but like many other franchises around the world that become international franchises, concessions are made to the local population about what their perception is of the thing that's being served, and let's say the spectrum of possible tastes that it could have. So the perception here in Korea is that so-called North American food is sweet or extremely salty. And instead of it being like a 50-50 thing where I could get lucky on the salty side and maybe get lucky on the sweet side, it tends to be that things that aren't supposed to be sweet are made sweet here, such as hot dog buns. And things that you hope will be salty are often also sweet. So it can be really disappointing. Something looks the part, it smells the part, then you bite into it, and it has a variety of tastes that everyone around you think are both fine and normal, but they don't match up with your expectations, and you either adapt or, you know, you live a life of sadness. But the locals consider a hot dog to be what we call a corn dog. And there are varieties of corn dog, and I thought you might get a kick out of them. You can often get them from street vendors, which is often, you know, little old women or little old men on the side of the road, usually next to school gates. And all the schools are pretty much walled. So there's this little old person cooking snack food next to the gate. And some of these things are corn dogs. So there's the classic corn dog, smooth, right? Like a cornmeal sheath over, hopefully, a sausage inside. And there are cheese ones, where the cheese can be around the wiener or inside the wiener, depending on the initial brand. So it could be like a whistle dog from A&W, or it can be something else entirely. But there are also corn dogs that have cubes of potato or sweet potato or both embedded into the cornmeal. So it's this kind of lumpy, these are large lumps, about the size of D6 that are embedded in the cornmeal. And so, of course, when it's sweet potato, that enhances the sweetness I was talking about. The cornmeal is heavily sweetened. And the locals like to eat it, yes, with ketchup, a variety of ketchup that is more sugary than you'd expect from North America. And sugar and brown sugar are sprinkled over the top. So you've got, if you can imagine, you've got a stick. Inside is a wiener, which may or may not be up to your standard. There may or may not be cheese. There will be cornmeal, but it's sweeter than you're expecting. And there will be giant chunks of potato, or sweet potato, or both. And the whole thing will be rolled in sugar, brown sugar, and squirted with ketchup. And that is considered to be a hot dog. Well, if you go to a place that sells hot dogs, or American hot dogs, or something along those lines, then it will be in the impossible to eat category, as it's going to be stacked with a variety of things. Kind of like going to Subway and, you know, the person ahead of you orders lots of everything, and the sandwich can't even be closed, that kind of experience. So this is your hot dog. So we've got usually an over-large wiener or sausage in an undersized too-sweet bun, and there'll be ketchup and honey mustard and maybe Thousand Island dressing and coleslaw and, you know, who knows what else, all piled on top of the thing, and it's difficult to eat. So nowhere can you just walk in and get a hot dog with like a shot of mustard or coleslaw or, you know, fried onions or something like that. It's got to be a big affair. So there you go. 6 minutes about foreign hot dogs.
That did not feel like 6 minutes. I was enthralled, man. That I've seen those corn dogs in South Korea on different videos. There's a couple different food video YouTube dudes that I watch who go travel around the world and eat a bunch of street food and stuff. So I've totally seen those corn dogs with the cubes of potato or sweet potato in there, man. And it looks wild, covered in the brown sugar and everything. It looks absolutely wild. I would eat one. I would 100% eat one. But, oh, man. That's, yeah. You know, in a lot of the Korean recipes I've seen, they do use a lot of sugar and stuff. So, you know, it's all about the balance of flavors and everything. But they use a lot more sugar in their savory dishes than certainly I tend to. But that was awesome, Anthony. Thank you so much for that report from the other side of the world. Talking about South Korean sausages, man. Hot dogs. Oh, this was a really fun sausage party. Sausage talk, sausage fest, whatever you want to call it. So I'm going to end it up with a clip from a movie. So I got to set this thing up. Okay, I'm going to set it up now. Okay, so this next bit is going to require a little setup, and I might end up having to take it down because I'm sure it's not technically copyright legal what I'm doing, but I'm going to play about a 3-minute clip from a movie called, I think it's called Sausage Party, or is it Sausage Fest? Hold on, let me look. Sausage Party, which was a 2016 movie. I think that's what this clip is from. But I was searching for fun little clips to play, and this stood out, and it's I'll let you listen. But the setup is there's a Mennonite dude in a horse-drawn carriage coming down the highway, and there's like a roadside stand or a taco truck or something. I don't know what's going on, but there's a bunch of dudes hanging out in lawn chairs on the side of the road next to this like roadside stand drinking a bunch of beers, and they're all friends, and apparently they have a history with this Mennonite dude, sort of friendly, sort of antagonistic a little bit, and that's the setup. The Mennonite dude just got off his horse and buggy and is stopping to come and talk to these fine fellows. So with that in mind, let me present to you Sausage Party.
What to eat. He's a bit spooked this glorious day. Best I stroke this big dick till he calms once. There. Almost there. There. What a miraculous day the Lord hath made. Let us be glad and rejoice, for he is inside all of us.
Noah, how are you now?
Noah worse off than the next guy, I suppose. Daniel, haven't seen ye in
the age of a dog once, yep.
Daryl?
What can we do for you?
Wayne, your community has always used us right. Hopefully you
feel as though we've used you right.
Once.
Hey, you said it at least twice.
Twice once?
Yeah, at least twice.
At least twice once.
Yeah, twice or more.
Not once or twice once?
At least twice.
Twice or more once. Can confirm. Wayne, you've been a great friend unto me for many years now.
Okay.
For banging the boxes summer last. I feel the great need deep within me to repay you for the kindnesses shown the very best way I know how.
Oh, here we go.
Well, how's that?
With a sausage party.
Wait, first a box hammer and now a...
A witch?
A sausage party.
Well, he must be.
I've spent the majority of mine adult life stuffing my meat into casings. It's thrilling work, rewarding and exhausting. Yet I won't rest until my sausage has touched the back of your throats.
Well, I do love sausages.
Me too. Like, I love it so much.
I'd feel a bit better if we could bring a date.
Ah, I'm afraid there's only one rule of a sausage party. No women allowed.
Oh, okay. So he meant literally as well as figuratively.
Are your daughters going to be around?
Not today. They're having a party with mine wife in our very own kitchen.
That's a good thing.
Besides, a sausage party is a good chance for men to blow off a little steam.
Yeah, I'm not sure where you can make it, Noah.
Daryl, you silly gosling. I haven't even said when it is.
Right. Shoot.
It's today.
We'll be there.
I love sausages.
Me too. Like, it's so good.
What goes on at a sausage party?
Well, Daryl, it sounds like it's a party where guys eat a lot of sausages. Like, literally, it's a sausages parties. But also, it's a dudes-only party, so figuratively, it's a sausages parties as well.
Daniel, I must confess you are testing the limits of my one-room schoolhouse education with all those fancy words. I know that Mennonites aren't exactly known for having a wagon load of gray matter.
The fuck can they run?
Still, I do wish I could give mine children great brain. Alas, it's of no matter. So what sayeth ye? I won't take Noah for an answer.
So, no daughters?
No, not on this day.
What about sisters?
Daniel, time will tell. By the looks of the sun, it's fast approaching noon.
It's 3 p.m.
I'd best get home to prepare. It's as much for your benefit as mine, for ye haven't truly lived till you've had dick meat in your mouth.
And that's it, dude. That's funny. Did you know? Did you know that's funny? Jesus Christ. A movie production company. That's a whole movie. Somebody wrote that, they acted, they directed it. That scene, that's probably supposed to be the funniest scene, right? I was just searching for Sausage Party on YouTube for fun stuff to put at the beginning of this episode. And that clip just stood out there alone. Just like, look at this clip. This clip is from a movie called Sausage Party, which came out in 2016. And this is the funny clip. Did you know that was funny? That was funny. Anyway, let me get out of here. All right. Wrapping up another awesome, awesome episode talking about sausages, man. Sausages from all over the globe. Oh, God, these are so much fun. These are a blast. And I apologize for that movie clip. It's so dumb. It's so dumb, man. People got paid money, and a lot of time was spent making that movie. People went and saw it, and there are people out there that's like, oh, dude, that movie's so good. I can't even stand it. I just really hope one day I get in the mail like a takedown notice or something, a cease and desist from whoever made Sausage Party. Anyway, thank you so much to everybody who called in. Thank you to Jules and Jason and Carl and Goblin's Henchmen, Spike Pit, Anthony. Is that everybody? I think so. I think that was everyone, but I don't know. I'm pretty sure it was. If it's not, I will catch it up in the addendum if there is one. Anyway, everybody, thanks again for listening, for participating, for being awesome. I hope you all are doing well. And yeah, be good to each other. Be good to other people. Take care of yourselves. Take care of somebody else. And until next time, peace out.